You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It won't end. The Luka coverage and the Mavs coverage is just round the clock. Mavs and Warriors tonight, 8:30 on ESPN. Right now on ESPN, pardon the interruption, what stood out from Luka's debut? They're talking about his smile. I mean, he can really do the good first impression well. Remember how humble and quiet that he was early, and then you fast forward years later, and he's the most complaining player in the league. So, you know, I just think right now they're still in that honeymoon phase, and I think it's probably going to take until the off season until we can start to get some distance and recover from this. It's no doubt the biggest traumatic event I've ever witnessed in my life as a sports fan. Right here, we talk about your NFL Draft Big Board Report. Which mock draft is the one that Cowboys fans want? I'm starting to get excited about the idea of Ashton Jeanty, just the possibility, and I'll explain more on that in a second. But the Morning News aggregated all the recent mock drafts in a story they did today. Ashton Jeanty is the top pick for Bucky Brooks, Jordan Reed, Daniel Jeremiah, and others. But those are three credible names in the world of mock drafting. I think it's notable that the organization has gone to Boise State several times over the years. Several players: Leighton Vander Esch, or Orlando Scandrick,
Tank.
Man, mm-hmm. It goes on and on. I mean, Kellen Moore was a Boise State guy. There's a new coach with a Boise State connection now, Clayton Adams. He played there in the early 2000s, right before Kellen Moore got there. So. The question becomes is how much can just the right runner help? And for more on that, there's a takeaway here in a thread today on Twitter done by Cover One, and they often look at a lot of film stuff, and they focus on the Bills a lot. But the Bills' offensive line actually got worse this year. One of the biggest differences for Buffalo was the quality of their running backs. They were eighth best in the NFL at yards before contact. They're still pretty good, the offensive line was, but their runners were much better getting yards after contact. Okay, I bring that up because Ashton Jeanty had 2,600 yards rushing this year. Unbelievable. How many of them were after contact? 1,733 of them. This dude is bouncing off people, and you know, maybe the Cowboys can't be, you know, so casual about finding a great runner as they were last year. I just wonder, Brian, what's your perspective on just getting the right running back? If you were getting 4.6 with Dowdle, why not 5.5 yards per an attempt? Why not a Derrick Henry type of season, even though your offensive line isn't great? Seems pretty set up to me.
Yeah, I think to me that Ashton Jeanty is going to be likely the third best player in my stack. Zach, am I off base there, you think?
No, I think that
I'm likely going to have Hunter Carter, Jeanty are going to be my top three, I would say right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but listen, if they don't take Jeanty at 12 and they take one of these receivers, because there's quality receivers there, you know, if they take another position, I mean, I know one thing is, though, you've got to be committed then you really got to be committed at 44.
Yeah.
And you got to be, and you might have to be committed to maybe going up, you know, and to get, because I think Zach's on to something, that that when we get to 44, that all the backs, with maybe the exception of Henderson. Now, Zach, would you take, say, would you take a, an Ohio State combo platter of Abuka and Henderson? Henderson at 12 and 44 over Jinty?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
That's kind of where...
I like that, because that's a really good wide receiver, too, and I think Travion Henderson's going to be a very good NFL back.
Yeah. You got to think of it like that. Like, we need a really good wide receiver and running back here.
Exactly.
And yeah, if we take the running back first, we're not getting nearly as good of a wide receiver, right?
I don't think you're going to get the quality of wide receiver in the second round.
What's your better pair? Okay, so you've got then Igbuka and Henderson.
Right.
Or you take Jenty at 12, and I'll give you Jack Besh at 44, the wide receiver from TCU.
Oh.
Because I think I'd rather have Jenty and Besh.
It's okay. Jenty and Besh does make a lot of sense.
Because I think Besh is going to, right around 44, I think, because is a great area for him to go.
Because both of those guys, you're looking at probably the third best player on your board and maybe the 18th, 19th best player when you start to talk about Besh.
Yeah, I haven't stacked it to where I've got him there yet.
But you got him in the second round.
Yeah, I've got him in the second round, so he's probably in the 20s for me.
Yeah.
You need a guy that can handle the ball 25 to 30 times a game there at 44. Does Henderson still check that box off?
I think Henderson could do that.
He's going to be a good pro, and the pass protection for him is really good.
He never comes off the field, Dawson. Yeah. He's a really good runner. He catches the ball great.
And you saw the explosiveness and the home run hitting ability.
I mean, if you've heard me over the last couple of days since the Super Bowl, I believe they have to throw a lot of resources at this entire roster and try to build a team that doesn't have holes. But that's not realistic. What is realistic, though, if the Cowboys are thinking, how could we possibly be one of the strongest teams next year? It's got to be with such a strong running game. You're running the coverage into something Dak can handle, and you're taking a bunch of pressure off your defense. That was their strategy in 2014 and 2016 with DeMarco Murray and Ezekiel Elliott, and it kind of freaking worked. Like, if put yourself in the heads of the Cowboys right now over there. We don't want to spend a lot of money. We need to get significantly better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Their path to victory is the one they follow in the past by just finding the right runner that can transform their offense into efficient and third and short for Dak Prescott. I think it's a lock that you're going to get a running back in one of these first two picks, and I think the chances of taking Jeanty, if he's there, are incredibly high.
I like a lot of those second-round receivers, like Trey Harris from Ole Miss is a good player.
Royals from Utah.
The Stanford kid, Alumnior, I think is a good... Like, I like the possible options there if you went wide, if you wanted to go receiver in round two and you take Jeanty at 12. I just have, and you just brought it up, the massive fear of like, okay, and maybe Jenty's not even there.
Yeah.
But now you're going to end up like they did last year where they had envisioned themselves drafting Jonathan Brooks in the second round and they were going to be good. Well, then Carolina trades up and they take Brooks and now they get totally wiped out at running back.
See, the problem, Gavin, that Dallas is going to have in this draft is that everybody knows they're probably hunting a running back. So every time it gets down to close to being Dallas being picked, you know the possibility that they might take a runner. Somebody like Carolina just did jumps in front of you, and now you get wiped out at the position again.
Well, maybe you like what Mel Kiper is doing then, because he says he believes the Cowboys are going to handle running back in free agency. He has them taking the wide receiver from Missouri, Luther Burden III.
Good player.
Cowboys haven't had two wide receivers over 700 yards in the same season since Amari Cooper was here in 2021, so they do need that. And he's going to give you a lot of yards after catch. The free agent running backs, we've looked at them. You have Jeffrey Wilson from Elkhart. You have and UNT. You have Aaron Jones and Najee Harris. You have A.J. Dillon, Nick Chubb, Javonte Williams. A number of names, J.K. Dobbins, Samaje Perine's back out there. But I don't think anything that's going to give you any guarantee of somebody better than what Rico Dowdle was just for you. So I think you probably try to sign a veteran for under $4 million and draft one that makes sense. I don't know about that idea from Mel Kiper there looking at the free agent guys. How about Matt Miller? He's going Matthew Golden. Would that have to be a trade down at 12, the Longhorn?
I'll tell you what, Golden's a good player. If I'm going to take him at 16, probably willing to take him at 12 as well.
It's high for me, but...
Would you take him at 16?
That's high for me too.
Okay,
I would probably look at others. I think 44 is a good range. Second round to me is where Golden's going. But there are people that I think look at him.
Oh, and, no, I have him as a second round guy.
But to your point, that's like back half of the first round.
That's back half of the first round. I think he's somewhere between 16 and say 20.
Yeah, there's a lot to like about Golden.
Yeah,
I just like Igbuka more.
Field Yates does Will Johnson. We talked about him last hour. Chad Reuter, Tet McMillan, 6'5", wide receiver, Arizona, red zone threat.
How does McMillan get to you? I mean, same thing.
It's a dream. I mean, it's like CeeDee Lamb getting you to 17. But if McMillan was there at 12, that is a home run.
How important is getting the wide receiver room right compared to the running game? You've proven that you can kind of get this done with Ferguson and CeeDee Lamb being your primary guys, right?
I think you have to figure out something at these... You know, with Tolbert,
nothing
yet.
Brooks.
No.
I mean, these guys, nothing. Flournoy.
Nothing yet.
They're depth players.
Yeah.
And,
right,
you know,
we've been waiting for Tolbert for a bit.
We've seen for the last 2 years, I mean, the numbers they put up in 23 were great with Gallup and Cooks. Yeah. And Gallup and Cooks giving you nothing this year. I do feel like if I have to get through the draft without one of these, I would much rather go without a wide receiver than a running back.
I'm with you. I don't know that, to me, this is going to be a run-first type of team. And I think that they've proven that they can find some guys later on in the draft, and they've got a lot of dudes that they've taken already. I know we've mentioned Tolbert, but what about Jalen Brooks? You know, clearly they like Flannoy.
Yeah.
A guy that they like, I understand it. Like, these aren't getting you excited. What they really need to do, like, now that we're thinking about this when it comes to receivers, I don't think you can go with the Higgins, the Iowa State. Like, you need to
get guys that separates naturally on tape. Yeah, exactly.
Because they have a big time issue with that.
They
and
do.
Without knowing what their offense is going to be when it comes to their scheme, and like, are they going to run more mesh that naturally creates pick plays to get your guys open? You've got to get guys that naturally create separation with how they're able to run routes. So some of these bigger dudes that we're mentioning might not be their flavor. Like, I need a dude that's going to run tremendous routes and get separation. Ekpuka fills that for me. Yeah. A Nick Nash out of San Jose State, who'll be a later round dude, that would fill that for me. Like, Luther Burden, does he do that? He's a speedster. He gets the ball in his hands and he's going to run for a million miles. But does he create natural separation? I don't know.
Is Harvey your best third round running back?
For me?
Yeah.
I've got Judkins, then Harvey.
Okay. Give me, if I said Junkins or Harris, wide receiver, Ole Miss.
Harris.
Junkins or Tez Johnson or Oregon wide
Judkins.
Receiver? Okay. Right. Yeah. So, okay. He's not taking any of those third round wide receivers, is what he just did.
No.
Well, you don't need to go in there and take another guy who's just going to join your depth chart.
Yeah.
You need a guy that's going to come in here and make an impression. Or, well, we can find other positions that can step in and play that satisfy team needs quite well. Okay, coming up next, in addition to football's finest, Woolchuck, where are you taking it?
Yeah, we do have some more audio that we'll hit here for you. Travis Kelce flirting with retirement. And is the tush push not actually called the tush push? That's next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.